Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on the day before, Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. And we are we're here the day before Thanksgiving Eve. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Eve, and then Thursday, the big Thanksgiving holiday. You know, I have always felt that Thanksgiving Eve should have its own thing, because we celebrate Christmas Eve, which to my knowledge really has no huge significance, but Christmas Eve, or Thanksgiving Eve, is the night before the day that kicks off the holiday season. So it's an interesting time, the day before, I hope everybody's in their kitchens and getting things ready. I still see that the stores are packed, and I always wonder about this every year, because I would think that if you did not have your stuff together by now, you would be sort of in deep trouble, because I don't know how you're going to thaw a turkey in 2.5 days, although last year I thawed a turkey in a day. So maybe the process is not quite as long as we think it is. Now, we have some time here this morning. Is everybody ready? I asked this yesterday, and I think people weren't ready because we did not get much of a response on this. Is everybody ready for the big Thanksgiving holiday, which is going to kick off here in just about 2 days? My goodness gracious. Can you imagine that 48 hours from now, everybody will be getting ready for the big and somebody's messed with my microphone? Well, of course. It wouldn't be a normal day around here if somebody had not been messing with my microphone. 48 hours from now, everybody will be watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now, I wonder how they're doing this year, getting ready for that big parade, because last year, they really didn't have a full-blown version of that parade. So this will be a little different this year. All right, let's update the Geraldo Journal here very quickly. And if you have anything you're thankful for, oh, by the way, I still don't have cranberry sauce. As I told you, I bought most everything Sunday night. I bought the turkey, and I bought the rolls, and I bought the butter, and I bought two different kinds of stuffing. So I'm ready to go as far as the Thanksgiving holiday goes, but I do not have cranberry sauce in a can. And I only usually go through one can each holiday season. Now, one of our listeners called in yesterday and said Menard still had some Ocean Spray cranberry sauce left, but I got called in a different direction yesterday, so I did not make it to Menard. So tonight, I'm going to give this one more shot. And I'm also going to check in at the grocery store and see if they have gotten any in the last couple days. Why would a grocery store need cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving? You know, I can understand running out the day before, or even the day of, because these grocery stores are open the day of, but I don't know how in the world you run out 3 days before. That, to me, that's a little interesting. In any event, has anybody seen canned cranberry sauce around town? Now, we did hear it was at Menards. Has anybody been to Menards to see if it's still there, or have you seen it at other grocery stores around town? I really haven't looked yet. I'm not in full panic mode when it comes to this whole cranberry sauce thing. And I know a lot of people don't even like cranberry sauce. And to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the cranberry, fresh cranberries. But I do like the canned cranberries. I think that's a very good side for your turkey. Now, I will also say that I have noticed that maybe there is a rush this year on canned cranberries, because I do see a lot of people buying fresh cranberries, but I also see them buying this stuff. I think it's called cranberry relish. And I guess that's plan B if you can't get the canned cranberries. What in the world is cranberry relish? Now, I like cranberry sauce, but I don't think I would like the cranberry relish. I've seen it. It looks like it's homemade, but I have no idea what's in there besides cranberries. There's definitely some other stuff in there. Does anybody know what cranberry relish is? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. The 23rd of November, 2021. Okay, very simply here. Did not hear from Geraldo. But at this point, we will say, we know he is on vacation. So, that's the Geraldo Journal for this day before the day before. Now, tomorrow, I'm getting kind of excited because tomorrow, as one of our listeners called it, is the big Terpizza. Now, if you don't know what this is all about, tomorrow will be kind of our Thanksgiving celebration on the air starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to be a big day tomorrow. I'm going to try to explain this, how this is going to work tomorrow, because it's kind of blossoming as time goes on. But the gentlemen from the Great Race Pizza Shop, who we've had in here a couple times, are coming in. Bob, I know, is coming in. I'm not sure if Eric's coming in or not, but they're coming in tomorrow with something called Terpizza. That's what we've called it. And I always say this wrong. It's a pizza stuffed turkey, not a turkey stuffed pizza. And I don't think it's just a pizza with turkey on it, although it may be. I really don't know. But I know Glenn will be here tomorrow, and I will be here tomorrow. And I think we do have a guest for maybe the first 15 or 20 minutes tomorrow who is going to try some of this, and possibly some people stopping in tomorrow who are going to try some of this, because it's the day before tomorrow. Not the day before, just the day before tomorrow. So people are very busy. So this item could be very interesting. People seem to be on the fence on it, to be honest. Some people say it sounds really good. Some people say it sounds awful. Now, as I have said, I really don't know how it works. I don't know if it's pieces of turkey on a pizza. I don't know if it's a pizza stuffed in a turkey and it comes out like stuffing, pizza stuffing. I really don't know. All I know about this is that I've never been a fan of things like green peppers or olives or things of that nature. So if there's any of that on it, that could really spoil your Thanksgiving Terpizza. Also, even though I do like sausage and I do like mushroom, I'm not sure that would be very good stuffed in a turkey. I think you just have to stay with plain old pepperoni and cheese, or just cheese. But we're all going to find out tomorrow, and we're going to take pictures and the whole bit. So tomorrow is the day of the big Terpizza. You will not want to miss that for love nor money. And some other assorted guests will be here tomorrow. And that will go on all morning tomorrow, because I'll be on from 8 to 10. And then Glenn will be on with me from 10 until 12. So it'll extend the morning tomorrow here at WWGH Radio, the big Thanksgiving Eve Terpizza morning. We also have a special call-in tomorrow for about 15 minutes. And it's one of my traditions around here. I'm not going to advertise it yet, but get ready for tomorrow, the big Thanksgiving Eve show here on WWGH Radio. And then don't forget, coming up on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, we'll have our big program, because we'll be back after the holiday. We'll all be stuffed. We'll all weigh about 400 pounds on Friday morning, but we do come in here, and the studio's decorated, and we're going to have the big tree topping ceremony on Friday morning, in which we're going to have a specialized WWGH tree topper coming in on Friday morning, so you don't want to miss that for love nor money. What a big big week it is for the rest of the week. We have the big Thanksgiving Eve celebration tomorrow here in the morning. Then we take off for Thanksgiving on Thursday. And then Friday, we have the big kickoff of the holiday season with the topping of the WWGH Christmas tree. And for many of you who've been listening to the station for years, tomorrow night, Wednesday, we come in here and we have our kind of studio decorating party. I don't know what time or place that's going to take place tomorrow night, but Angie and Sean, I know, will be here. I'm not sure who else will be here, but we put up the tree and we put up the decorations, so when we come back in on Friday morning, everything is already up and ready to go, and that's about the biggest decoration spell that we have every year. And the tradition that goes along with this and has for the last seven Christmases is that we have blizzards, because it's one of the last times you can really get a blizzard before Dairy Queen shuts down for a little bit during the holiday season. So I get an Oreo blizzard. I don't know what the two of them are getting, but that will all happen tomorrow night here at the studio. Oh, also I want to tell you, after you eat the big meal on Thanksgiving, coming up on Thanksgiving night, if you tune in here at 8:15, you're going to hear the debut of A Golden Voice Christmas, Thanksgiving night at 8:15 p.m. Now, what this is Ted Williams and I will host a kickoff to the holiday season. Ted and I will talk about holiday memories. We have a new play that is being debuted called Ebenezer Williams, in which it's kind of a takeoff of A Christmas Carol with Charles Dickens and Ebenezer Scrooge. You'll have to hear that to believe that. That will play during A Golden Voice Christmas. And there will also be music from Bobby Ray the Kazoo Guy, Christmas-themed music. And that will be tomorrow night, 8:15. I jumped the gun. Thursday night, 8:15 on this station, Thanksgiving night, the official kickoff of the holiday season here at WWGH Radio. So don't miss that Thursday night, 8:15, the debut of A Very Golden Voice Christmas. Okay, so we've gotten through all that. I have no cranberry sauce in a can. Golden Voice Christmas Thursday night at 8:15. We're going to be here decorating the studio tomorrow night, Wednesday night. I think I've got all the food ready for the holidays. We've got the big Chirp Pizza tomorrow. We've got the celebration on Friday, the tree topping of the WWGH Christmas tree with our new tree topper, which I'm interested to see. Oh, also, with this Chirp Pizza tomorrow, I hope, and I know the guys down in Columbus, listen, I hope tomorrow that we will have some pumpkin pie and whipped cream and some beverage, because that's what I like, Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, whatever it may be, because when you're knocking back this Tur Pizza, you want to have a beverage pretty close to you. I think we've all agreed upon that. Now, it may turn out to be great. I might have to eat my words tomorrow morning. That's what you might hear tomorrow, me eating my words that this Tur Pizza is great, but right now, we just don't know. But you always want to have pumpkin pie. You know, pumpkin pie is a little bit of a tradition here the day before Thanksgiving for many, many years. I don't know if we did it last year. I can't remember. But prior to last year, we always had a pumpkin pie and whipped cream the day before Thanksgiving. We did that for, I think, every year the station has been on the air. So hopefully we have the pumpkin pie and the whipped cream here tomorrow. Hopefully the people who are bringing the big Tur Pizza will have that. And they always bring a little bit of a surprise, so I don't know if there'll be a surprise tomorrow or not. Maybe the Tur Pizza in and of itself will be the surprise. I really don't know. But hopefully it'll be Tur Pizza, pumpkin pie, and some kind of beverage that we can drink all throughout the morning. It's going to be a big day here. You know, tomorrow's the day that I kind of call off any kind of hesitant eating. All year round, I really do try to avoid certain things. Sugar and starches and things of that nature, unless it's a special occasion. But tomorrow, I call that off for at least 2 days. Thursday and Friday. Oh, I heard a honk out there. Hello to whoever that is driving by. So, we're all ready for the 3 days of gluttony, as I guess it were, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I believe we're going to have some people in here on Friday morning for the special day after Thanksgiving celebration, official kickoff to the holiday season here at WWGH Radio. What's going on with you out there? Are you in the kitchen this morning? What's new out there in your world? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Are you in the kitchen? Are you making anything special for the big Thanksgiving holiday? Do you have anything that's unusual? A lot of times we talk about unusual food here at this station. Do you cook anything for Thanksgiving that's a little unusual for the holiday? I know some people do. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you this morning. What are you thankful for? All those type of things that go along with this big Thanksgiving holiday, which is upon us here in 2021. Also do want to remind people that Adam the Computer Guy today is on from 2:10 until 3 p.m. And then we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. The normal Tuesday fare here on WWGH Radio. All right, we have a guest coming up here in about 10 minutes to tell us about a big Christmas tradition going on here in Marion, which is just right around the corner. But before we do that, I do have some Thanksgiving family feud things here. Questions. Maybe we can rip through one of them here in the next 10 minutes on the station. Let's see if we can get through this. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. What do you eat on Thanksgiving, but not the rest of the year? Four items here. What do you eat on Thanksgiving, but not the rest of the year? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Down to about 9 minutes now here in this particular segment. What is something you eat on Thanksgiving, but not the rest of the year? Four items here. Does anybody know? All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Turkey.
Turkey. You know what? Turkey is not on the list. Apparently people eat that all year round.
Oh.
All right, thank you. Not turkey. Not turkey. Something you eat on Thanksgiving, but not the rest of the year. Turkey is not on the list. I imagine a lot of people probably have turkey throughout the year. I know I have it on salads throughout the year. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Cranberries.
You know what? Have you got your cranberry sauce?
No, I don't fix anything on Thanksgiving. Somebody else does.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully they got the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce is number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yes, cranberry sauce is number two on our list of things you only eat on Thanksgiving. Cranberry sauce number two. And that's kind of a stick this year when it comes to this, because I don't have the cranberry sauce. Go ahead, caller.
How about yams, Scott?
Yams. Yams is number four on the list. You got it.
All right.
You know, I wonder why we only eat yams on the holiday. People love potatoes all year round, so I don't know why we only eat yams on the Thanksgiving holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the dressing or stuffing?
Stuffing is number one on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Am I the only one awake?
Well, no, we just got two other calls.
Oh, well, see, I didn't get that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
We did get two other calls there. I believe it was Lee and Ron. Ron kicked in with the yams. So we've got stuffing, cranberry sauce, and yams. Something you only eat on Thanksgiving. Let's see here. Well, that caller's gone. Give us a call here. We've still got 7 minutes before our guest will join us. Something you only eat on Thanksgiving. Does anybody know what this would be? All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about that green bean casserole?
You know, what is with people in this green bean casserole?
I don't know. I think it's awful.
What is in it? It's green beans.
Green beans and mushroom soup and I think those French's onions that you put on top, but it just cooks down to mush.
I don't know when this became a Thanksgiving tradition, but boy, the other day I said I did not have the green bean casserole, and people, they get a little angry.
No.
I did not realize.
I don't like it, but a lot of people serve it.
Do you understand why, do people eat it the rest of the year?
That I don't know. But
see,
I eat stuffing and yams the rest of the year.
Well, the yams I really don't understand because I would think people would eat that the rest of the year. Now, stuffing, that's probably a Thanksgiving thing. And cranberry sauce, that's...
My husband loves stuffing.
Oh, eat stuffing all the time,
yep.
Huh?
Yep, so I fix it for him.
Do you find that people are eating a lot of stuffing throughout the year?
I don't know.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I serve it here.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
My daughter's handling it this year. For some reason, I got bronchitis.
Oh, no.
And a little touch of pneumonia.
Whoa.
A few days ago. So, my daughter's handling it.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Well, heavy-duty meds. I'm on the mend.
You know, somebody the other day told me, oddly enough, that they were going to their families for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
But they were working on, they told me a cold, but that they were trying to get over it before Thanksgiving.
Well, I tried to outrun this one, and I didn't run fast enough.
You know, I wonder if this is the flu they've been telling us about.
Well, mine's not flu. Mine's definitely bronchitis, and I had a little bit of fluid in my left lung.
Oh, but how are you feeling this morning?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Pretty
well,
good.
I'm glad to hear from you, and get better soon so you can have a happy Thanksgiving.
I sure will, Scott. Okay. Thanks. You too.
Good to talk with you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Not fun to be sick over the holidays. A lot of people I've heard are not feeling well this holiday season. I don't know if that's a good or bad sign going into the holiday season. The question is, what is something you eat on Thanksgiving but not the rest of the year? Stuffing was number one, cranberry sauce was number two, and yams was number four on the list. Does anybody know what will round out this particular list? This whole cranberry sauce situation is very upsetting to me. Go ahead, caller.
What about minced meat pie?
Not minced meat pie, no, but a good guess. Not minced meat pie. Now, what am I going to do if I cannot find a can of cranberry sauce? I did not hear this year that we were supposed to ration the cranberry sauce in a can, but apparently that is what has transpired. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, you got it. Pumpkin pie is number three on the list. Are you ready for...
People eat it all the time, but I thought, well, why not?
Well, apparently it's a Thanksgiving thing. But you know, what should I do here? Because obviously I'm having trouble locating the cranberry sauce.
Gosh, I don't know.
And I like it in a can.
Well, try that grocery store up on Fairground Street. What is it? It's kind of out of the way. Try out of the way places. You know, little small places.
Oh, like
maybe
the
Save a Lot.
What is that? King Saver?
King something or Save a Lot. See, I don't know if that many people go there. I'd try some little small store.
Yeah, I'm going to have to because I think people will want cranberry sauce, and I would hate to disappoint the people coming over on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. You know, you could try something out of the way a little bit, a little small place.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try something. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that rounds out our list this morning here. What is something you eat on Thanksgiving but not the rest of the year? We've got stuffing was number one, cranberry sauce number two, pumpkin pie number three, and yams was number 4. Those are the things we only eat on the Thanksgiving holiday. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and come back with a Marian Christmas tradition right after this short but important break. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 1210 to 2 p.m. Guests you won't want to miss, like Clarence B. Jones, advisor, confidant, attorney, and co-author of the I Have a Dream speech to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And I cannot thank you enough for coming on to have this frank discussion, because a lot of people wouldn't have. And you came on short notice. Clarence Jones, a friend of this program, I hope you come back again.
Well, I came on short notice because this God I admire. I admire your journalistic integrity. You asked probing questions. You respect my answers, even though you may not agree with all of them. At least you accord me the professional respect which goes along with your craft. And so your listeners are very fortunate to have a broadcaster of your abilities and your broadcast journalism integrity. So I'm always pleased to be in your program.
Tough but fair is what you always hope they say about a journalist. Tough but fair.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 1210 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
All right, 40 minutes past the hour here today on the day before, the big Thanksgiving holiday. And something that happens the day after Thanksgiving is a tradition here in the Marion area. It is the Y-Men Live Christmas Tree Sale, which kicks off this coming Friday, just a few days from now. And joining us this year to discuss how this all came to be and what you can do this year to get yourself a live Christmas tree in Marion is a past president of the Y-Men Service Group here in Marion, Marshall Cunningham. Marshall, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for this opportunity, Scott.
Good to speak with you. Marshall, give everybody all the details on the big kickoff on Friday.
Well, the details are, the facts and figures are, we start selling Black Friday. This coming Friday, we're open from 12 noon until 7 p.m. And then following that, every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we're open from 12 noon until 7 p.m. And then on weekdays, we're open from 4 in the afternoon until 7 p.m. Our trees are at $45 a piece and $50 a piece. We also have a few smaller, what we call table toppers or Charlie Brown trees. Although, you know, Charlie Brown trees are maybe a little bit of a misnomer. These are beautiful little trees. They're not the straggly ones that might come to mind when you think of a Charlie Brown tree, but little short trees that are perfect for apartments or other areas where people don't need a tall tree in their home, or maybe they even need or would like to have a second tree, maybe on their front porch or other areas that they want to decorate. Those are $20 a piece.
Now, Marshall, last year was an interesting year. The year before, I believe, there were some trees left on pretty close to Christmas Eve. But last year, that really all turned around.
It did. Christmas of 2019, oh my goodness, we must have pushed maybe 50 trees out to the curb. Just were not able to sell out. But last year, you're right, was an unusual year, as we all know. But there was a sense in the air. People wanted to kind of get back to some traditions that they had remembered from their past as their childhood, and they came out and bought fresh-cut Christmas trees, so many that the 350 that we had that year, I think we sold out within 2.5 to 3 weeks and closed up shop in the middle of December. It was a real success.
Now, how many trees were ordered this year?
This year we brought in we brought in 370 trees. And in years past, we did have a variety of trees. We had white pine, Black Hill spruce, Fraser fir, and of course our best seller was always the balsam trees. Well, as all of us have experienced, you know, the inflation that has hit in so many places, the Fraser firs really became just too expensive for us to bring in and would really kind of price us out of the market. And we sold a fair amount of white pine trees, the long needle trees, but this year we just decided to concentrate on our best sellers, and that is the balsams. So all of our trees are balsam. There are two different types of balsams. One is what you would call a medium density and a heavy density. And the heavy densities are maybe a little taller, certainly a lot more fuller, more branches, sturdier branches, etc. And those are at $50.
Very interesting. Now, Marshall, for people who don't understand, what do the Y-Men do here in Marion with the money you make off of this tree sale?
You know, it was back in 1943, from what I've been told, that we started this Y-Men Service Club in the basement at the old YMCA. It eventually is kind of separated itself strictly from the YMCA, but for over all these years, we have been committed to serving the Marion County community and doing many different projects, supporting so many different charities in town, and of course, selling Christmas trees. It was in the 50s when we were set up and through the 60s over at the corner of Greenwood and Church Street. What all of us know is the location of the public library, but that was the former location of Greenwood Elementary School. And we sold Christmas trees. I went there as a child with my father, and we bought our Christmas trees there. 1977, we moved to the corner of Reed and Church Street, our present location. But we're more than just Christmas trees. You know, we support so many different charities in Marion, from this fundraiser as well as our summer golf outing that we have every year. From providing smoke detectors to the Marion Police Department for the Safety City program that the elementary students go through. We support the homeless home animal shelter out on Route 423 south out of town, Boys and Girls Club, Baseball for Youth, and there are just so many other charities that we support. But what we're known for is building wheelchair ramps. So, you know, in years past, when some of our members were a little younger, maybe a little more spry, we built picnic shelters. Go out to Lincoln Park and you'll count all the different Y-Men shelter houses that we built. But now we've kind of zeroed in on building wheelchair ramps for those folks in Marion County who are financially strapped and find themselves in a position where they need to have a ramp. And this past summer, we were able to build 18 wheelchair ramps. It was a record year for us.
Now, Marshall, if somebody needs a wheelchair ramp, how would they go about contacting you? And is there any type of proof of income or something that they have to show? What is the process there?
There is. We have a application, and the application requires that folks are at a maximum 2 times the federal poverty level, and show a need for a wheelchair ramp. They also must be homeowners. We do not build wheelchair ramps for rental properties.
Very interesting. Now, Marshall, if somebody wants to become a member of the Y-Men, what does being a Y-Man mean? What's the standard for the group?
What's the standard? someone who's willing to, someone who's really willing to put their hands to work. And that's what attracted me to this men's service organization. There are so many valuable men's service clubs in Marion, but what attracted me to the Y Men was the hands-on approach. There was just no way to express the satisfaction you get when this crew of 10 to 12 or 15 men show up, and 4 hours later, a 24-foot-long wheelchair ramp is in place, and more than many times I have been at those locations, and the family, the resident, comes to us and thanks us and expresses this appreciation, because they're no longer trapped in their house, and it really kind of brings it all home when we take so much for granted in this world of going up and down steps, even going up and down 2 or 3 steps that we don't even think twice about, that imprison so many people in their homes, and we make a difference.
Now, this year, Marshall, you will be set up, as you have been since the late 1970s, on the corner of Reed and Church, and it all kicks off on Friday. What is the day after Thanksgiving usually like for the Big Tree Sale?
In a word, busy.
Yeah.
we have a lot. Everyone who comes on Black Friday have been coming every Black Friday for years and years in the past, and they all know that's the in their minds they think the best time to get a great selection. But in fact, it's not really that true, because all of our trees are premium trees that come from Nova Scotia, Canada, and we have so many trees in back stock. So as the days go by, the week goes by, we're always replenishing the trees, and you'll always find a great Christmas tree. I think the one thing that we try to do a little differently than what some people might experience is that you're greeted at our gate, and you come in, you're free to browse as you will. One of us will accompany you if you like. We can pull trees out, stand them up, spin them around, set them aside, move from one tree to the other, until the perfect tree is found. And then we'll carry it back, put a fresh cut on the bottom of the tree if needed, and load it on top of the car or in the pickup truck. So it's a full service. We really want people to know that it's everything that they need to find that perfect tree.
Now, Marshall, when it comes to the care of a real Christmas tree, I know a few years ago, a lot of people tended to go to artificial trees because they were easier to take care of. When it comes to taking care of a real Christmas tree, I've heard millions of things over the years, from sugar in the water to how many times you need to water them. What's the process of keeping a tree alive from the day after Thanksgiving through through Christmas Day, which this year will be about a 30-day encompassment?
Sure, and we keep ours. We always take ours down the day after New Year's. So in our family, we always have our tree up, and it stays healthy up until the end. Tricks, I can't speak to the tricks. The real important factor that everyone agrees to is that you have to keep it watered. Whether you add commercial additives or sugar or 7-Up or just plain water, that's all we do. That's all my family does, is just keep water in the tree stand. But the important item is, if you request a fresh cut at our tree sale, then it's critical that you get it into water right away when you get it home. If you decide to let the tree sit maybe outside for a few days until you're ready to set it up, then that fresh cut will, the sap will seal off the bottom of the trunk, and it will no longer absorb water. And so then you have to make another fresh cut. And a fresh cut is just simply a half an inch or an inch off the bottom of the trunk, and then immediately put it into water. But what is so surprising is when you get it in your house, you'll find that on those first 3 to 5 days, you'll fill the tree stand twice a day, because it just continues to absorb water. And as the water, you know, runs up the trunk through the needles and continues to, you know, to live, so to speak, in your house.
Mm. You know, Marshall, when this happens every year, does it put you into the Christmas spirit? Is this the official kickoff to the holidays for you?
Well, it is for me. It's not for my wife, because she's been shopping for 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. But for me, being out in that tree sale, out on those, especially on those nights when it snows, and when we get a dusting of snow or even a good snowfall, people come out of the woodwork. Everyone is in the Christmas mood, and it's a special time.
Thank you.
For all of us.
Marshall, I do want to remind people that the big kickoff of the Wyman Christmas Tree Sale will be this coming Friday, Black Friday, November 26th, from 12 to 7 on the corner of Reed and Church Street. And then after that, weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m., weekends, 12 to 7. And the prices of the trees range from the smaller trees, $20, to $45 to $50. All the money goes to the Wyman Service Club here in Marion. How are the Wyman doing here? We hear about all the trouble with service groups having trouble keeping membership up. How are the Wyman doing?
Well, we're not, you know, we're not huge, and we're certainly not as large as we were in the past, when all service clubs were full. Everyone has kind of shifted and taken on so many more responsibilities. But we have a core group of members, probably 25, 30 members, and we get together now after COVID is kind of loosened up a bit, the COVID restrictions. We meet twice a month at the VFW, the Stephen Cheney VFW, south of town on Route 4. And at our meetings, we have guest speakers. Sometimes we don't have speakers. We just have a fun night where we play different games. We always have dinner. And occasionally, then we'll have our business meetings once a month as well. But those meetings run from about September until May, and then we have no meetings during the summer because we're building wheelchair ramps every Thursday.
Well. It's an absolute Marion tradition to kick off the holiday season. It is the Wyman Christmas Tree Sale. Live, real Christmas tree sale kicks off this coming Friday, the day known as Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 26th, 12 to 7 p.m. They'll be there that day, the Wyman. And then after that, weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m., and weekends, 12 to 7. And again, prices on trees, $45 to $50. A small tree, around $20. Well, Marshall, happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas, and let us know how the tree sale goes this year.
Thank you so much, Scott. I will, and I certainly appreciate WWGH's support last year and this year, and we look forward to our continued relationship. Thanks again.
Glad to do it. Thanks, Marshall. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Marshall Cunningham, a past president of the Y Men Service Group here in Marion. Go get your tree. Back in about 10 minutes.
Our kids need to compete with other nations like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired of walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, the place to talk. Find us on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage